What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. We're back after another break. What's up? It's me, Italic Tanja, here with my co-host, Corey Yaskowitz. What's good, buddy?
Wow, that was incredible.
Alex. I am on speed right now.
Yeah, that's insane. That was some Busta Rhymes type shit.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to another... Welcome back. We're having a great time right now. Alex is feeling a little silly. It's because we actually missed noting the fact that last episode was our 50th Annie.
That's right. So we're going to celebrate 51.
Yeah, 51's the big number, guys. Yeah. 51's the new 50.
I'm trying to think of anything that... or any player as NFL Red Zone is on in the background that wore number 51.
Yeah, no, but it looks like my fucking guy Godwin just caught a touchdown.
It looks like Tom Brady can play till he's 51.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it just so great that I could rely today on Sunday, I could just hang out and rely on the fact that the Giants aren't going to rip my heart out today. It's just been such a better Sunday than the last 1 week before that.
Yeah.
The Thursday was brutal. The Friday morning was brutal.
I didn't get to watch the game.
Robbery.
But I figured out the outcome based on the Giants memes that you posted on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I was posting some sad stuff.
Just chugging Clorox.
Yeah. They're always SpongeBob related, which makes them better. I love it.
Now you have your fantasy team to let you down.
Yeah. They are currently letting me down. But, you know... just hanging in there. It's been a sick Sunday. I already ate Chipotle. I don't know what's coming next. What about you?
I'm thinking about dinner. I don't know. I've been a bit unhealthy for the last couple of weeks, so I was thinking about maybe getting a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, though. You're supposed to start that tomorrow.
But imagine how good it would feel to start off just like not feeling shitty about yourself tomorrow.
Yeah, you know? I guess. But I don't know. I feel like I might have mentioned this before, but I feel like if I'm just such a shitty person on Sunday, there's like so much more motivation for me on Monday to become like a better person. Like if I'm a good person on Sunday, Monday I'm probably going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, I guess my mind still always goes 12 hours back. It's like, yeah, but what did you do 12 hours ago?
Exactly.
Well, but that doesn't make me feel any better. It's sort of like, oh yeah, I already did that.
But yeah, well, it makes me do things that are better for myself once I have those shitty purge Sundays.
Yeah, but I'm also a believer in that, like, eating well will make you feel better mentally.
Yeah, you know? Technically speaking, I guess.
So, like, if I don't, and also, like, my stomach's been a little off. I was at another wedding. Unfortunately, I made it back in time for this wedding to record the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, you were trying. You're like, isn't there another speech that we have to do? We need 3 more hours of speeches. How do we not do this podcast later?
This was a cousin wedding. I'm not like that tight with my cousins.
Yeah. Shout out cousins listening.
Are you?
Some of them.
Yeah. Like, how many do you have? I don't have that big of a family.
I'm just more closer with my mom's brother. Mm-hmm. And she's got 3 daughters. We're 3 dudes, and we go at it, you know?
Perfect ratio.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect ratio. It all evens out. It's great. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not... whatever.
Yeah. But how many cousins do you like? Does your brother have siblings?
My brother? Yeah.
Does your dad have a brother?
Yeah, yeah. But like, we're not too close with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, these were cousins on my mom's side, but even cousins on my dad's side. Like, we just live different lives. Like, this wedding was out in, like, they're from a small, very small town in Pennsylvania. One of my cousin's husbands is, like, a cop. None of the Aronsons were considering the police force as a career. Yeah. You know, there's just, like, a different
lifestyle. They weren't recruiting you.
Weren't recruiting me. Yeah. They'd probably take me now. They'll take anybody now. But, yeah, it's just they grew up in a really small town. And so it was kind of like, this is going to be a bad, like, hickey kind of like wedding. The groom, very nice guy, welcome to the fam, was wearing Tim's with his,
was he actually?
Yeah,
he was rocking Tim's.
He was wearing a tux and Tim's.
That's pretty New York.
Yeah, but what was cool about it, they were black Tim's, so it looks pretty sick, honestly.
Okay, yeah, the black Tim's.
Yeah, and Rachel, my cousin who just got married.
What's the last name?
Yeah. My cousin that just got married bought the Tim's for her husband to wear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the wedding?
This
so
will not
she,
be.
She knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a nice little cute little touch.
Yeah, it was a little nice little touch.
But you know.
I like that. You know, get him married at 8 and stomping faces at fucking 12. Yeah. Let's go.
But like, if this were like a Jewish wedding where like the groom was a little off, they wanted to do something a little offbeat, it would be like a nice pair of like.
Yeah,
like dunks or something.
Yeah, nice
or
little like, dunks. Yeah. Well, the Jewish like
or Converses.
The Tim's would make it easier to step on the glass. Yeah. You know for a fact. So you don't have glass seeping through the shoe.
This was not a Jewish ceremony, but they did do a smashing of the glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and he was in Tim's, and that was my first thought. Like, you better not fuck this up.
Yeah. He's got, can you imagine, like, he just, like, slipped on it? He, like, somehow, like, it was able to, like, hold him up, and then he, like, falls.
The Tims go flying off.
Yeah. I would sue Tims for that.
I would tell that you just ruined my wedding day, Tim. Yeah. Lins.
Tim's Lins.
There was a cigar bar. That's and, pretty cool. I partook. I don't really, I never really smoked cigars. You ever, like, smoke cigars?
Like, sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool. Yeah,
it's like a celebratory thing, and I just never have anything to celebrate. I guess that's why.
You need a reason. Imagine you try to buy a cigar. Like, okay, what did you accomplish today?
Yeah.
They're like, nothing. Like, you can't buy one. Sorry.
I already ate Chipotle.
Yeah. I guess that's a big accomplishment. Maybe they might be more strict. They're like, oh, this is like only if you got a promotion. We're not allowed to sell you unless you got a promotion.
Yeah.
It's the promotion cigar.
But, it's either a celebratory thing or a golfing thing, it seems. And I'll do either of those. I'll celebrate or golf.
Yeah. Maybe you need to start celebrating. I feel like the true winners are golfers, and we're just not there yet.
The true winners?
Yeah.
Are how golfers. So?
Because they have... If you're winning, that means you have time to golf. If you're losing, you don't have time to golf.
I think it's time to, like, get good at it, too.
Yeah, right?
Like, I would like to play... Yeah, I guess I don't have time. I'm a loser. You're right. You sold me. Great
I got
argument.
It.
Yeah.
You know what? I am a fucking genius. It seems like that.
You've been saying this on this program for 51 episodes now.
I mean, come on. I need some sort of award or anything.
You graduated top of your class, right?
You know, top 90%. Yeah.
Of people who went 5 years.
Yeah. Top 90%. Yeah, for sure.
So one more wedding, Corey. I got one more. Someday your friends will get married too.
Yeah, they might.
Someday you'll get married, Corey.
Yeah, they could.
Someday you'll get married.
You think so?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm like rich and famous and shit.
Yeah, now you're not gonna get married then.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Speaking of family, how was your yom, dude?
My yom is
you had a good yom kip?
It was pretty fucking fresh. I looked sick the next day. Let me tell you,
I
looked incredible the next day.
Oh, okay, why?
Because, like, when you don't eat, and then, like, you ate. I ate a lot, but then I also ate a lot of fruit, so I woke up and I was like, I'm shredded right now.
Yeah, I ate a ton. I ate so much that I didn't feel that way at all.
It's just, like, when you fast for a while, like, your jaw gets so tired when you're eating these bagels. So you're just like, this is so much work, because you have no energy, nothing in you. So, like, when you're eating your second bagel, you're just like, oh, my God, I can't even move my mouth right now.
Did you go too full? I think I went too full bagels.
Yeah, I went too full bagels. Yeah. My mom got a nice veggie tuna, white fish salad. So I went one white fish salad, one veggie tuna, and then no, that's it. That's what I did.
Yeah. I mean, here's how hungry I was. My baby niece, my 2-year-old niece was there, and she started to make like a choking noise. Like,
so
she was
then
choking.
You ate your niece? That's how hungry I was. My niece was there.
Like, she was like, you know, clearly choking on something. And my sister-in-law is like holding her upside down. And I'm like freaking out. And typically that would make me lose my appetite.
Yeah.
You know? But I was so goddamn hungry that I was really? Like, give me bagel number two. And honestly, to my niece's credit, she spit it up, and she just said, too much, too much.
She, oh, she like said that?
Yeah, she was so unfazed by it. And meanwhile, I'm like about to yak up my fucking pickled herring and and salmon that I was, and lox that I was eating. But I'm just like, you know, nothing could destroy this hunger right now.
So you saw your niece choking, and like, normally you'd be not hungry enough and you'd be trying to help her, but then right after, you pretty much just took out popcorn and was like, oh, this is pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was weird to go back to enjoying my food after that. Like, obviously, like, in the end, like, it was fine. Like, I guess this happens with little kids.
Yeah.
But for me, like, the whole room, we were just like looking at each other like, and my mom was like, is she okay? And my sister was like, no, she's not okay. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm looking at my food. I'm like, might be over quick, you know?
Somebody's got to do something. As
I stopped.
You're shoving a bagel in your mouth. Like, someone's got
to
do something.
But then after that, to go and be like, this kugel is divine. You know? It's just...
Make sure you chew, sweetie.
Yeah. Little bites. That's what she was saying.
Too much.
Yeah, little bites.
She was saying little bites.
Yeah,
too.
Well, we were telling her little bites now. Little bites.
I thought maybe she wanted the little bites brownies, which are fire.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she started after a choke. She's like, little bites brownies, please.
Yeah. But little bites are the little bites.
Yeah, okay? this chicken is dry, okay?
Yeah, it was offensive to my mom. It was actually a piece of challah, too, that she took too much. The challah's delicious. I get it. What else is going on? We had Yom Kippur. Did you repent for your sins?
Yeah, I repented for all of them.
Do you actually start the fast?
I'm actually still fasting. That's why.
Dude, one time in college, I was in APA, the Jewish fraternity. So everyone was a Jew, and this kid in my fraternity fasted on the wrong day.
Really?
Yeah.
And That's so weird.
He told his buddy, that his roommate at the time, that he was fasting, and then his roommate told us, we're like, don't tell him that. He's fasting on the wrong day. So we just fasted on the wrong day. It's fucking hilarious.
How does he not know?
I mean, just
can't you tell by all the Instagrams that are going out? Oh my God, I'm fasting.
I'm going to be showing my age here. This was probably like 2010. This was before, you know, Instagram was really popping off.
Yeah.
You know, so we weren't sharing, do the Jew hashtag or
you
whatever.
You were doing the stories,
people do, yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I did my fast. Like I said, I got shredded. He fasted on the wrong day.
So fun.
Did he fast on the right day too?
No, he was like, fuck this.
He's like, I already repented.
He went to Zingerman's and got like a bunch of food.
Did he do a full fast? Like, was it like a full day thing?
When
did he find out?
I think at 5 o'clock when you're like at your
5
worst.
5 o'clock, that's still, yeah.
Yeah, when you're miserable, you're like at your worst. Like, dude. Like,
how did somebody break the news?
I don't remember the specifics. I think he just laughed it off.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's fucking hilarious.
And like, obviously no one's going to tell you. Obviously we're going to take that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. That's hilarious.
It was great communication by the pledge class to keep a secret. Yeah. You know?
I feel you.
Fraternities, we're very good at keeping secrets and shielding them from the authorities.
Yeah, for sure. That's what you got to do. I mean, it's been one wild week. There's a bunch of news that we missed, a bunch of news that's coming in. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now. Armed Taliban fighters seen enjoying lake life in Afghanistan. And they're literally using like these swan boats that they got from like some amusement park or some shit. It's fucking hilarious.
You hear about all the terrible stuff that goes down in Afghanistan. This picture makes Afghanistan look like a beautiful vacation destination.
It honestly looks gorgeous. The water is extremely blue. I mean, the rocket launchers also help the picture. You know,
fact that they are holding a rocket launcher On a swan boat. On a crystal blue lake on a beautiful day with the mountains in the background. It really paints a different picture from what I'm seeing on the news.
I mean, it looks like they're trying to tan, but like they're covered head to toe in clothing. So like they're not going to get too many rays. But it looks gorgeous. And I mean, it's just, what is going on there?
It's life gets busy. I don't vacation much. I think I could use a nice refreshing lake weekend outside of Kabul.
I just think they're getting overly competitive with the bumper boats, to be honest. Like, I don't think you're going to need a rocket launcher to win this one.
Yeah, like, seriously, it's bumper boats, not bumper fucking explosion
this
boats.
This is like this is going to be like Warzone in 2025, where they come out with this, and there's going to be, instead of zombies, it's bumper boats and swan boats with rocket launchers.
Yeah. Well, like,
that's
going to
be the next episode of Warzone or Call of Duty.
I don't know if you saw it, but, like, we fucking dropped a bomb on people that we thought were ISIS-K, and it was just a bunch of civilians.
Yeah, it's
pretty fucked up. Biden, this looks peaceful, even though they're holding a rocket grenade. Yeah. Let them enjoy the boat.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like they're having one hell of a time.
It's a crystal blue day. Yeah. Let them enjoy it. Man, I haven't been to Splish Splash out on Long Island in a while, but this is making me want to go back. I wonder, do you think they have like amusement parks and like water parks in Afghanistan?
Well, they got them from somewhere, right?
What do you mean? They, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After they blew up the water park, they took all the...
Oh, I remember when, like, they first... after, like, they first took over Afghanistan or whatever. once they first took over the government, the Taliban, I just, like, saw them at amusement parks, like, literally playing bumper carts with each other.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too. So, it's just so odd, the juxtaposition of, like, seeing these guys with guns just having a nice day at the amusement park.
So I want to see the next one's going to be, like, mini golf.
Yeah.
and instead they're going to be like putting with an AK-47 instead yeah. of a golf club.
They're like, all right, we just executed that guy. You want to go hit, yeah. the, hit the putt-putt?
Or grenades in the holes instead of yeah. golf balls?
Yeah.
then they're eating like a hot dog or something. Like a pretzel with mustard.
Yeah. Funnel cake.
They deserve to have fun too, okay?
No, absolutely. Hey, they worked hard for the overthrow. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
Next bachelor party, though, boys, if you're listening, we're going to Kabul. This lake looks beautiful.
We're going to Kabul.
I don't think they allow alcohol or drugs, but if we make friends with the right people, maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I mean, it looks fucking sick. No women, though. It doesn't look like there's too many women there.
Yeah, no women out there. The race there, it does not look great.
Not looking good.
No one's getting laid on the lazy river in Kabul, but nonetheless, I'm going.
You're heading there?
I'm looking up flights.
Well, that's going to be your bachelor party, Kabul.
Yeah, if I ever get married.
Yeah.
If I ever get rid of that's. I'm going to tell them, like, after all the money they've had me spend on, like, going to their weddings, I was like, guys, I wanted to do something, like, cheap and affordable.
Yeah.
The flights to Kabul right now are not very expensive.
Yeah. You have to force the bachelor party to Kabul as a punishment for, like, your friends making you drop all those bills on their bachelor parties.
Yeah. And, like, don't tell me that you can't make it, you know. Yeah. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't say COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Are you my friend or are you not, okay? Yeah, yeah. If you don't come to Afghanistan with me, we're done.
Yeah. And when we were in the fraternity, you said, bro, no matter where your bachelor party is, I will be there. That's how tight we are.
Yeah. And if you're not really going to come to Afghanistan, then what else are you going to do for me, right?
Don't even come to the wedding.
It's annoying.
Which is in Iraq.
People are just tired out here.
Yeah.
Another thing we saw was an Indiana man repeatedly calls 911 to report he's tired and he complains about his relatives.
I wish there was like calling to be tired was a legit reason to call the police. And they show up with like coffee and an IV.
You just see, like, this guy just seems like super cranky. I can imagine. He's like calling 911 nonstop. Like call, 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 call. And every time he picks up the phone, he's like, guys, I'm just like so tired right now. My parents are being dicks. And my cousins are so annoying. I can't take this anymore. I'm just exhausted.
The dispatcher like had to have been laughing. I think it was, I don't know, we didn't read the whole article, obviously. We just, our producer sent us this headline and we thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny. The guy also, in his like headshot, whatever the fuck it is, and you're like,
you're so Hollywood, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. Like, I just haven't really, you know, I'm just so in the industry right now. But in his what the fuck is it called? Why am I blanking?
Mugshot.
Mugshot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that's pretty Hollywood, too.
Yeah, mugshots, yeah. Yeah. You need a headshot and a mugshot, and then you need your mugshot to be hung up in a bar. So that's what's cool about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what makes it dope. But the mugshot that this guy took, he looked so exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this guy is tired.
Yeah. And also, they showed a picture of this family. They look like a nightmare. Yeah. So I can understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, I don't like. Do you think this is like a 911 emergency to report like on his relatives, or do you think like that he thinks he was like dying of being so tired? And, like,
yeah, I and, think like, my life is in danger. That's how to send somebody.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what it was. If it was like, please help. Like, these people are being so annoying, and I'm so tired. Like, do you think they send an ambulance or cops?
They sent cops and they tased the guy and then he fell asleep.
He's in jail though. The guy went to jail. I think he's in jail for 60 days because of this.
Because of that many.
He wouldn't stop calling 911. So they're like, all right, you're going to jail.
I did that thing on the iPhone where, like, I guess I was mistakenly pressing like the side button and it called like a 911 response. I was like, I'm sorry, this is a mistake. I'm fine. She's like, so there's no emergency. And I just hung up. I was like terrified that I was going to call back. Like, the police are on their way. We understood your code. Yeah. You are in danger. We get it. Because I sounded so frantic that I called them that it almost sounded like I was
like
frantic.
You were a hostage.
Yeah. They're like, are you sure there's no emergency? You sound like you're having a panic attack right now.
That's funny. Or like you did it while you were mid set and you put your phone in your pocket and they're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, yeah. He sounds like he's bombing up there. We should send somebody quick.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Oh, comedy.
Yeah. Other emergency things happening.
There's wildfires all over the place.
In Oregon, yeah.
Everyone's blaming it on the climate, but we found the real culprit.
A beaver.
There's a fucking beaver that
started. A beaver caused a wildfire in Oregon. And it was crazy. Just one single beaver. Looks adorable. And like the picture is just a beaver chomping down on a tree. What happened was some beaver was just, you know, going about his day, chopping on trees and stuff, just munching on trees. The tree falls on like one of the power lines, and the power line causes this wildfire.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious because they show a picture of a beaver like chopping down a tree. I wonder if the beaver that saw us like, that wasn't me. I wasn't there.
Yeah, they just like used his picture of a beaver.
That's a stock image that I should be getting paid if they're going to use my image.
Yeah, that beaver should file a defamation lawsuit against New York Post.
The New York Post is saying I started a wildfire in Oregon. I haven't chopped down a tree in years.
What the New York Post is doing is fucked up. Like, they're just taking a beaver and they're making him the fucking bad guy.
They're always looking we're always looking for someone to blame, even if it's an animal.
It's insane.
And, you know, back in the day, I don't know if you know this, there was an famous story of an elephant in like the late 1910, like 1916, I think it was when we looked it up, that he killed a homeless worker at a circus. It was an elephant.
Yeah.
Killed the guy at the circus and then like escaped. And then they caught the elephant and hung it. Like, from a crane.
They hung the elephant?
Yeah, they hung the elephant from a crane.
What?
Like, literally had a crane and, like, a massive noose. And there's a picture. I don't know if it's, like, a photograph or if it's, like a recreation or whatever. But literally just, like, from a noose.
Why did... That is so extra.
Public execution. For killing a homeless guy. What?
That's insane. They hung the elephant?
Hung the elephant.
They couldn't just kill it. They had to make a whole scene out of it?
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
this fucking beaver homes, but thank God it's not 1915 anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering where you were going with that, because when before you told me to Google hung elephant, way different results came up.
Yeah. I was like, wait, no, just try elephant hanging his huge swinging dick. It was actually a female elephant.
Yeah.
Mary.
Damn. Mary. Oh, yeah. It's Mary the elephant.
R.I.P. Mary.
That is just so extra. Like, you're going to hang the elephant, like, because he stomped. I mean, just kill it. You know, just, like, whatever. Even though that it was an accident, I guess. Like, that's so... It's like a fucking witch trial.
Yeah.
When we Googled other animals, because we Googled this and we saw, like... They put in like the 1300s, they put a pigs to trial after like they like went rogue and killed somebody.
Yeah.
So they had a trial for the pigs and I think they ended up executing. So like they needed better lawyers.
The other crazy thing about this Mary incident happened on 9/11.
Really?
Yeah. Never forget.
No way.
Yeah.
Which year?
November 11th. I think it was like 1915 or 1916.
Oh my God. Yeah. So 9/11 has been a terrible day for humans and elephants.
Humans and elephants alike. We you know... You don't think all the elephant community out there is...
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to see the human population finally acknowledge what happened.
Yeah. I mean, like, even though we come from different places, Americans and elephants, they do have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common.
And it seems like we need to create more of a truce. I mean, I know elephants don't come from the U.S., and, like, you're not going to see one just hanging about in the woods in New York. But it seems like we should just come together and be together and never forget together.
Elephants and humans as one.
Elephants and Americans.
Yeah.
They're all in Africa.
Hand and trunk, one and all.
That's what we need to do.
So it's not climate change starting these wildfires.
Yeah, even though I already solved climate change.
Kill the beavers.
Kill the beavers.
That's what we're going to see in the next, like, fucking... You know those videos of like...
It was an accident, okay?
Yeah. But there will be like a local town meeting or something, just like for a small, like the local governments, and someone will go in to like give a speech and protest, and they'll say something like, we got to kill the beavers. You left-wing nuts are trying to sell this climate change thing. Clearly it's the beavers, bro. We got a mass execution of these fucking beavers.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of reminds me of... I was like talking with my friends like on how there's like drugs out there that's being laced with like fentanyl and stuff. Yeah. So it's like crazy. And like it always blew my mind. I'm like, let's say I'm a drug dealer. The last thing I want to do is like put shit that's going to kill somebody in drugs. Like, don't you want to have like less of a track back to you?
Yeah.
And apparently it's like coming from other places. It's not the drug dealers. But like me and my friends, we were thinking of like making picket signs and, you know, just like making signs and like start protesting and striking. Like, clean up the blow. Clean up the blow.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It's not a drug problem. It's a bad drug problem.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it's just hysterical. Too much.
Fix. Yeah, it's like, fuck the clean water. Give us clean blow.
Yeah. my friends also had this other idea. I told it to you before. It was like, you know, the AOC dress was tax the rich and whatever. So absurd, by the way, but like whatever. My friends were like, we should make tax the poor signs to start protesting.
It would be such a, like... Because people would take it so seriously, like if some media outlet actually like caught wind of like, you know, they start gathering a crowd. That would be a great, hilarious, like,
that's just man such on a the street
thing where you just go up to people. You're like, don't you think we should start taxing the poor?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like.
Their argument was, well, they thought it was funny. That's the main thing. But then they started thinking more. It is funny. But they then started thinking more into it that if you start taxing the poor higher, it's more of a motivator to like not be poor. Yeah. And it just seems like that's what it is.
All jokes. That was obviously a joke.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm mad rich and shit. But yeah. I mean, I am.
I would be paying more in taxes if they start taxing the poor.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Tax the poor.
Speaking of like going into like a local government and like giving a speech, we saw another headline about this mom, a concerned mother in Texas, interrupts a school board meeting to discuss anal sex.
Yeah.
This makes me want to have kids. This makes me want to go to PTA meetings.
Yeah,
this
mean,
shit
like,
is lit.
Dude, it seems like when your life is just going pretty bland, nothing bad, but just like the same old nothingness of being a middle-aged person, you need some drama like this to spice up. Just go into the PTA meetings and cause a fucking ruckus. Yeah. And that's what this lady did.
Grab some free pizza, grab a cup of coffee, and yell about anal sex.
Yeah, just start fucking yelling, and I love it. I mean, just something that they need, because without that, that's how you get Xan addicted moms, right?
And it was all, yeah, exactly. They don't need more drugs. They need to go blow off some steam at a PTA meeting.
Yeah, there needs to be drama. There needs to be drama at the PTA meetings, and it has to happen.
It was so funny. The whole thing was over a book that was assigned to the kids in class, and it didn't say anal sex. It was like a slang reference.
Yeah, but they were talking about grabbing titties right before that.
Yeah. 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 Okay, but she didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, she kind of did, but yeah. Okay, go on.
She was focused very much so on the anal sex, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a slang reference to anal sex. And she went up there, and part of her like argument was like, I've never done anal sex.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do anal sex.
Yeah.
I was like, you think your kids are going to come home and be like, hey, Mom, can we fucking the ass?
It seems like the only reason she wanted to go up there was to just let everybody know that she's never done anal. Yeah. She's like, I need to take, people out there might think that I've done anal. So what I need to do is I need to go to this PTA meeting, grab the microphone and be like, hey, everybody, I didn't do anal. I don't want my kids doing anal. Yeah. Nobody's going to do anal. I don't know why I mean, she does make a point, but the fact that she like had to like use this time to make it about herself not doing anal ever is hilarious.
To call that out. Why do you have to clarify that for yourself? Yeah.
She's like, by the way, everybody, let me just clear the air. I know there's been rumors going around about how I do anal. I've never done anal, and this book needs to go, okay? Yeah. No more anal talk ever.
And then she was like, stop acting like public health officials. They're like, I don't think the message from this book was a public health message.
I don't, yeah, that seemed pretty irrelevant, but she went on a rant about that for like a little bit.
Also, of course, it's a book that she's fighting about that like addresses race. And so that was your real problem with the book.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
Yeah.
That could have been
Subconsciously, that was her real problem. I'm sure she didn't like the idea of her kids engaging in anal sex, but she also didn't like the idea of her kids reading this particular book.
It does say Texas mother interrupts school board meeting. So I mean, that could be it. She was just like, you think she like read the entire book? She's like, okay, I don't want this like race inclusive book. This is whack or whatever.
She's fired up over critical race theory and critical anal theory. Yeah. She's really
so she read the entire book to find one thing. She's like, wait, let me kill two birds with one stone. Guys, I've never done anal before and this book needs to go.
Yeah.
So she's trying to kill two birds
with
one stone.
I think it's probably the kid brought it to her mom or his or her mom and was like, hey, what does this mean? Hey, Mom, what is like something? It was like a cornhole. It was like that was the slang. And she's like, which was confusing to me because I have the game in my backyard.
Yeah, she's talking about the cornhole, the game in the backyard.
But I wonder
I got to put away the game now.
Yeah. Every time they see the game, they start laughing about anal sex.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, you want to play some cornhole? But yeah, I think that was not her real problem. I was hoping at the end of the video, like, the guy that was listening to it at one point would just be like, listen, we get it. Your fucking bedroom is boring as hell. We get it. You guys are lame. You're not sex positive. Just shut up.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. It's so annoying. I'm going to call the cops so many times because you're being so annoying. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Or if the guy who was, like, listening to the story was just like, look, lady, we've seen the videos. You've done anal, okay?
It was very clear that you were doing anal.
We've seen it. You're just making it. We almost forgot about it until you grabbed the mic at the PTA meeting to try to clear the air that you've never done anal. But we've seen it, all right? Now you're bringing it back, and we remember it. We almost forgot, but now you brought it back.
She's like, I'm sick and tired of people behind my back calling me Riley Reed.
That's funny.
One funny story that happened before we wrap up. I did a show I was hosting, and I did my bit about sleep apnea, and this girl in the audience says, oh my God, I have that. And that like kind of blew my mind, because I had never met a female or even heard of a female that was not my 600-pound life having sleep apnea.
Yeah, is she 900 pounds?
No, she was like a very slim, like good-looking girl. Wow. Not that looks have anything to do with having sleep apnea, but no, she was like very slim. So I was like shocked. I was so shocked that I was like, I think I said, like, shut the fuck up, you know? It, like, so
literally
threw me
stop,
off.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, right? I think I even said something like, what, you're, like, 100 pounds? Like, not cool at all. Yeah. And so, whatever. And then I sparked up a conversation with her after, just because I felt like I had to. She was, like, attractive and sleep apnea. I don't know many people that I have that in common with, you know? So we talked about it, thought about DMing her, but she, like, didn't seem that into it. Yeah. So I just didn't. And she hit me up. We went on a date.
Oh, hell yeah.
I get there. We go to go inside the bar, and they're asking for our vaccine, and she says, I can't. I was like, why? Are you not vaccinated? She's like, no, I'm vaccinated. It's just the name on my vaccine card doesn't match the name on my ID. I don't know why that didn't set off alarm bells of, like, how old are you?
Yeah.
You know? But, like, eventually that we got to that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, how old are you, by the way? She's like, I'm 20.
Oh, fuck.
Like, she's like, how old are you? I was like, I'm 30.
Oh, shit.
I think I was like, at one point, I am literally a decade older than you. I was like, how old did you think I was? And she was like 27 or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, that's pretty dope.
Well, you met her at an over 21 bar. And
yeah,
then
like
you,
I had
and
no
then
idea.
You went to a bar. Yeah, it's like, I had no idea. That's tough.
She's a junior in college.
Oh, shit, but she's studying.
I think like computer science or something.
Okay.
It's too bad. She was a cool girl.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that's a bridge too far.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
So you
10
left.
Years.
You left immediately?
No, we finished the date. I mean, she just had one drink. I had a few just to make myself feel better about it. The funniest part was, so we had to sit outdoors, and we were on Stone Street in the financial district. And I like, what was I going to say? They have benches. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get up to go to the bathroom, and I slid to the end of the bench, and there was no one sitting on the side, so it came up and smacked the ground really loud, and it happened again. And there was like 80 people out there, and they're all just staring at me because they just think I'm drunk now. Yeah. They think I'm just like fucked up.
Yeah.
And there was someone behind me on a date that I knew.
Oh, no way. Yeah. How was his day going?
It was a girl, actually. I don't know. They were still there. And then I come back from the bathroom, and I did that again.
Oh, no. It was just like an uneven thing. So like every time you stood up,
there was just nobody sitting
sound.
On the other bench. So like I just kept accidentally sliding too far down the end. And now everyone was just fucking staring at
oh,
me.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a good way to end a date. You know, just make a huge explosion with the bench.
Yeah.
And cause a scene.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm ending
PTA
this.
PTA lady did.
I'm not ending this because of the noise thing. It's because of the age thing.
Yeah. you should have made that your excuse, like when you were leaving. Like, yeah, sorry, I can't just be with anybody who is with me when I make really loud noises on benches.
Yeah, that's just like, I can't believe that you weren't so ashamed of that.
Yeah.
Like, do you not have any self-esteem?
Why don't you slap me immediately?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Clearly, you're not the one for me. Maybe one day you'll grow up.
Yeah. Well,
all right,
guys.
Folks.
It's been a pleasure. You guys were great. Thanks for listening. Please, please, please subscribe, share, comment, follow, like, share, like, follow.
Unsubscribe, unlike, relike. Come to Big Wave Comedy this Wednesday. $5 tickets. We got another good lineup at the Springs in Brooklyn. Come out. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be another hurricane during it. I don't know. But y'all came anyway with the hurricane last time.
Yeah, so shout out.
So just bring a snorkel just in case. Big Wave Comedy. Big Wave Comedy.
Bye.